T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hockman Crowder simulcast extravaganza. Do you know this song, Solana? This is a very obscure song from the 80s. I love it.
I don't know it, but it was on that little 80s playlist that I follow, and it said it was a banger, so I got it for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that song is a banger. It is champion versus champion when Errol the Truth Spence Jr. takes on Showtime Sean Porter in a world championship unification bout at Staples Center here in Los Angeles. It is Saturday night, 9 o'clock Eastern time. You could order it now live on pay-per-view. It's also available on the Fox Sports app. And I am here in Los Angeles thanks to our friends at Fox Pay-Per-View who set this up. Crowder is back in the studios in El Portal. And I am joined by my friend Unfunny Lewis, who's my on-site producer here. And Crowder is joined by Unfunny Solana, who's our typical producer back in the studios in El Portal. We could have an Unfunny off later.
Oh, let's try it. It would be great.
We could do. Do you think, hey Lewis? Do you think you could beat Solana in an Unfunny off?
We do have the same last name. Unfunny.
Unfunny. That'll be the first name. See? You see there? Like that's Unfunny. Do you see?
The concept was okay.
I'm winning already. Then
you are winning. Yes, you are. In fact, you're crushing them.
You are the best.
This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Tonight there's some Thursday night football, and then you got games obviously Saturday and Sunday. Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. He's going to join us in about 10 or 15 minutes, and we'll get some picks from him. And so what are you leaning towards tonight, Crowder? You like the Packers?
I like the Packers laying the points.
How many are the Packers laying again, Solana?
I saw -5.5 about an hour ago.
It was 5 yesterday, now it's 5.5. So, you know, people obviously going with the Packers, but I still like it, man.
All right, well, let's get headlines from Solana here as long as we're talking a little bit of Thursday night football. Solana, what do you got?
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We were just talking about it. Actually, that line has now moved. It's at -4.5 in favor of the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, interesting. All right, so it's getting bet the other way now.
Tonight, the Florida Panthers host the Tampa Bay Lightning, their final home preseason game. That's at the BB&T Center. Puck drops at 7 p.m. The Jalen Ramsey saga continues.
What is happening here with this Jalen Ramsey? I mean, this is almost Antonio Brownish without all the illegalities or alleged illegalities, but this is becoming a mess for Jacksonville.
I have told y'all this story for years, and y'all don't listen to me. When I got in the league, Zach Thomas told me, if you want to miss a day of practice, you don't give them something that they can evaluate. You got to say something that they can't have a doctor look at. Don't say my knee. There's an X-ray and MRI. Don't say my shoulder. You say something in my stomach. You say my back is sore. You just make up crap so you can miss some days. Jalen Ramsey is disgruntled. He does not want to be there. He started with back soreness, and now he wants to see his daughter. Like, now he's going to see his wife give birth. I don't even know when the baby's due. I think she's 6 months pregnant. He might be out for 3 more months.
I thought the baby was 6 years old already. That's what I thought was so funny about the story.
He's just making up stuff, and he wants to upset them enough where they'll trade him. That's what he's trying to do.
He wants out, and obviously it's Tom Coughlin that's going to make that ultimate decision, and he's trying to do enough to just say, yeah, that guy's not worth it. But they got to get something in return, obviously.
And I hope if the price goes down, the Dolphins look at him.
By the way, I'm looking at my site now, Solana. Packers -4. So there's been a lot of action on the Eagles.
The Eagles?
Yeah, Packers are only -4 right now.
They dropped like 7 balls. They dropped perfect balls last week. Their receivers were all hurt. I like the Packers. Packers got a defense,
too.
I haven't seen a Packers with a defense in a while.
It's that thing, though, where it's like, do you really think the Packers are going to start the season 4-0 and the Eagles are going to start a season 1-3?
Oh, that – no, but the matchup, when you put it that way, it swings me a little more the other way. But if you just look at the matchup, look at the Packers, Aaron Rodgers now, and on the Packers, you know, pro Packer, Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers are just getting into the swing of things in this new offense. I believe that they're going to continue to get better. So can that Eagle defense stop Aaron Rodgers and LaFleur as they get more comfortable? It's a good one, man. That's why I think the line's fluctuating.
That is interesting, man. What else you got in the headlines, Solana?
Saquon Barkley won't need surgery on his ankle. The New York Giants running back is still expected, though, to miss at least 4 to 5 weeks.
Yeah, that's a bummer for Daniel Jones and for Giants fans.
Tom Brady. Oh, sorry, Hawk.
No, I was just going to say anything else, and you've got something else.
Yeah, Tom Brady has been limited in 3 of his last 4 practices. Today, he cited his age as part of the reason for missing some practices.
Yeah, if he's sidelined and it's because of his age, this dude is about to throw 7 touchdown passes in 3 quarters on Sunday.
I've told you that Jason Taylor wore tennis shoes to practice his entire season. He won Defensive Player of the Year. When you get that good, you just go play ball, baby.
Yeah, he's trolling everybody. He's better than he's ever been.
You think he needs to practice? Like,
no,
seriously?
No.
He knows every. I mean, he knows every defense. There's not one defense you're going to throw at Brady. He's like, oh, coach, what were they doing? He's seen it all. He's done it all. He doesn't need to practice.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, and finally, Rick Springfield says that Jesse's Girl was inspired by a real-life girl who was dating a guy named Gary. So the original title of the song was supposed to be Gary's Girl, but he didn't like the sound of that, so he changed it to Jesse's Girl.
Jesse's Girl is one of the most iconic 80s songs. It is a banger. Everybody loves that song, and I don't think it would have been the same. This goes back to our conversation that we had. I forget how long ago this was, Crowder, where does the name make a difference? Like I said, the movie Rocky, if Rocky's name was just Ted. Like, it just, as good as the movie was, it was an Oscar-winning movie,
yeah.
But just Ted. I don't think it ever gets the same acclaim. I think Jesse's Girl, if it's called Gary's Girl, I don't think it's as popular as a song. And that's a great move there by Rick Springfield.
He's a human, Ted. He can bleed.
I'm trying to – right. It just doesn't work, right?
What is Jesse's Girl about? Is it about cheating on somebody?
You are asking the wrong guy. Oh, okay. You know how I am. With
I don't.
Lyrics,
I don't believe in that adultery stuff.
It's Jesse's got a friend. Do, 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 do.
Okay, so you know all the lyrics of the bangers.
Jesse's Girl.
Jesse's Girl.
I wish that I had Jesse's Girl.
Like Rocky and Rambo, the same thing, right? If Rambo's last name, John Rambo, if his last name was Smith, First Blood.
Not the same.
Lewis,
ring.
By the way, take notes here because I'm being funny. Yeah, he's taking notes. He's literally taking notes. He's got a pen and a paper.
He's going to tell that same joke tonight somewhere.
But it's not going to work. No, but honestly, if it was called Smith, First Blood, it doesn't have the same effect as Rambo, does it?
Smith is coming. Okay, tell him come on. We'll deal with it when he gets here.
Are you going to see The Last Blood? There's a new Rambo movie coming out called Last Blood.
I didn't see the last one when he was 60 years old, limping around with knee braces on. I don't want to see no old man kill nobody.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. Have you seen any of the Rambo or First Blood movies, Solana?
No, I've never seen any. I know who Rambo is, but I've never seen any of the movies.
First Blood is a classic, and the second one even, Rambo, it's okay. But the first movie, First Blood with – Stallone playing John Rambo and Brian Dennehy playing the cop. That is, I am telling you, that movie holds up, doesn't it, First Blood?
Oh, for sure. The old Rockies, yeah, when Sly was a young pup and still looked good, yeah, man, the first Rockies hold up. These last couple, that's what I'm saying, it's falling off. They should have gave it up.
I'm telling you, Solana, see First Blood. You will love that movie. All right, anything else, Solana? You got weather?
Yeah, let's get to weather. It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is currently 88 degrees and partly cloudy. You can expect a 90% chance that it won't rain today. Humidity is at 54%. Visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways. Drawings all day long. And if you enter, visit HialeahPark.com for more info. Unfunny Lewis, how's the weather in L.A.?
Well, the weather in Los Angeles today is 78 degrees, no precipitations. That means no rain, Solana. Partly sunny. No snow or rain for the next, I'm going to guess, 2 years. Bikini girls at the beach as far as the eye can see.
What is happening
for
here?
The rest of the week? Just stick your head outside, Solana.
Okay.
You'll figure it out.
Okay.
Did you say precipitations, plural?
Did I just do the weather?
I mean, this guy's not funny.
You're right.
And I love him. He's my dear friend. I got to tell you a story.
What was wrong with it?
I can't even going to tell you. My dear friend, so Lewis, I told you, flew in for my son's bar mitzvah. Now, Lewis moved to L.A. 15 years ago, right?
Give or take, yeah.
And so my son was 13 years old when he was bar mitzvah. It was a couple years ago. Before Lewis moved, I didn't even know this till he got to the bar mitzvah. He flew in with his wife. Before Lewis moved, on my son's day of his birth, his actual birth, April 20th, 2004.
Yes, sir.
You bought a Palm Beach Post and saved it, Solana. Listen how good a friend Lewis is. Saved the Palm Beach Post from the day of his birth. Never told me he bought it. And he came to the hospital to see David when he was born and see Lori. Never told us he had the newspaper. Moved to Los Angeles.
Brought it with me.
Brought it with him. Kept it in storage. When he flew in for David's bar mitzvah 13 years later, he brought him the newspaper and said, I thought you might get a kick out of this. This was the Palm Beach Post on the day that you were born. How cool is that?
I had to do that. That was me.
I knew the story before this, Solana, but that is honestly awesome. I try to be heartless, but I have to give that. That was very nice, bro.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And when you do stuff like that, it's really endearing. When you try to be funny, I question everything about our relationship.
Little things.
Right. Do you have a sponsor for your weather, Lewis?
Yeah, the sponsor is brought to you by Kirkland Basket or Tesla's Whoopee Cushion. I had a sponsor ready.
I knew it was going to be unfunny. All right. There you go. Did you do your weather sponsor, Solana?
Yeah, I did my weather sponsor, and I apologize to everybody. Like, I thought Lewis was going to nail that. I mean, that it wasn't funny. You're right, Hawk. Like, it just right. wasn't funny.
I thought he nailed it because him nailing it is being unfunny. He's unfunny Lewis. It was perfect. Follow Lewis on Instagram. That's his pay for being my on-site producer here in Los Angeles. What is it? Lewis de la Costa?
That's me.
L-O-U-I-S de la Costa. Follow him on Instagram. That's his pay for helping us out here while I'm in Los Angeles and Solana and Crowder are back in the studios. Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. He was unable to come on with us last week, but he is coming on with us today, and hopefully we can get some winners, including tonight's game, if we want to do that. Let me talk about the Cheetah. First, though, it's beer, babes, and boxing all in one. You can reserve a table now for Saturday. I am out here, Spence and Porter, live from the Staples Center in Los Angeles. I'll be out here for the fight, but you can watch it live and in full sound at Cheetah Hallandale Sports Lounge and also at Cheetah Pompano Beach. They will be showing it as well. Also, if you're going to the Fins game this Sunday, stop by Cheetah after the game with your same-day game ticket and receive free admission. Got to make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot. Why pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6, so much more. If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. It's a full-on kitchen with chefs. You order off a menu. You will not be disappointed. And then you got beer, babes, and lots of football action in Cheetah Hallandale's ultra-high-tech sports lounge. Monday night football, Thursday night football tonight, all the weekend college and pro games. This is one sports lounge you'll never want to leave. Enjoy all the games with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers, leather couch seating, HD TVs and projector screens, and enjoy Corona, Bud, and Modelo specials. And if you want details, you could check out their website, which is CheetahSofl.com. Going to try to win some money with Rob Pizzola. Talk a little gambling next on Hockman and Crowder. Throwback Thursday. I'm live in Los Angeles for the Errol Spence Jr. Sean Porter fight Saturday night on pay-per-view. I'm here thanks to Fox Pay-Per-View. Always enjoy our promotional boxing broadcasts. Crowder back in studio in El Portal. Crowder couldn't make the trip because he's got his high school football coaching duties and he's got his Dolphins pregame show duties on Sunday morning.
Left me.
Melvin Gordon's not gonna play Sunday, right? I know he reported, but he's not gonna play Sunday, is he?
No, he can't. I think legally he can't, but they shouldn't anyway. He just got there. Let him get back in the swing of things throughout the week of practice.
Kind of knew that he was gonna be returning there. That was flawed from the get go.
Bro, you're not Zeke. Now, Melvin, right. you're a B plus, bro. But you can't do this. Come on back and get these checks. I think he missed out on over $300,000 or something. He has to regret this.
Rob Pizzola, he would never miss out on $300,000 plus. Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. You can follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. I always point out, he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking about gambling, and he's been very good to us in the course of his career. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
I'm out here in Los Angeles. I'm getting everybody ready for this Errol Spence Sean Porter fight Saturday night, Staples Center. So I will start with this because every now and then you'll gamble on boxing. And I see Errol Spence Jr., he is a huge favorite. Are you going to be wagering on this fight?
I'm not. I'm not going to wager on the fight. And it's just because of what you said right there. You have one fighter that's a huge favorite, and typically that's just not something I want to get involved in. And that applies across all leagues. It's not specifically with boxing. It's with MMA as well. And we'll talk about football later, probably with some big spreads as well. But I just don't like betting when there's that much of a distinction between the heavy favorite and the underdog. So I'm not going to be wagering on it. And just on top of that, as much as I'd love to wager on a boxing fight, I mean, it's full football season for me right now. There's just so much football on the go all the time that it's really difficult to handicap anything else.
And I know, like you mentioned, big lines there. So as a professional sports gambler, when there's massive lines, I've noticed with you, just in your history of coming on this show, I've noticed with you that you seem to lean towards taking points. If there's a lot of points on the table, you lean towards taking points rather than giving them. But I will tell you that Crowder and I have cashed tickets every week this season betting against the Dolphins, giving up massive number of points. And it was an amazing cover against Dallas last week. Dallas had no business covering that game, but there was the personal foul at the end, and they were able to just jog into the end zone. Do you change your thinking for a season like this where a team or a couple teams, if you want to include the Jets, just seem historically bad?
Yeah, absolutely, I do. And you're not wrong. In the past, I've been more inclined to take the points with larger underdogs, but I think this Miami team, this is a one-of-a-kind situation because going into the year, we talked about it many times. You know, I thought this was a really bad football team going into the year, but you now add in like the supposed tanking element to the equation, and this is one of the worst teams we've seen in the history of the NFL. And I know it's only three games into the year, but you look at the point differential and just the fact that they haven't been competitive. This is a really bad football team. Now, there's a decent chance that they're going to go 0-16 straight up, but I will say this, it's extremely unlikely that they're going to go 0-16 against the spread. They're going to cover some football games this year. Now, personally, if I were you, Mark, I know you've been betting against them. I would quit while I'm ahead with fading this team because what's going to happen, and what we typically see happen, not only in the NFL but in all sports betting markets, the market is going to overcorrect at some point. So you're seeing big numbers right now. The Dolphins are like a 15.5-point underdog this week. But if they continue to not cover, we're going to get absurd numbers to the point where it's going to be like record-setting. You'll see them as like 24-point underdogs at home. So there will be an overcorrection of sorts. I think we're going to get there at some point. So, yeah, the strategy is working now, but you can't really ride that for a full season because things will definitely change.
Well, what about this Sunday with the Dolphins? They're getting 16 points, or I just saw 15 points at home from the Chargers. What do you think about that game?
Yeah, so someone is obviously betting them. The line is coming down a bit. It's a tough one, obviously, like I just mentioned. You mentioned it as well. They should have covered against Dallas last week, but it was just sort of a comedy of errors at the end of the game that they don't end up covering that game. And it seems that happens with bad teams. It happened with the Browns a couple years ago where it was just sharp money on the Browns every single week. I was guilty of betting the Browns a lot a couple years ago, and they just couldn't cover games. I don't want to get involved in Miami from a point spread point of view, but I'll tell you this. People have been betting the total down this week. There's some 43.5s right now, some 44s. I like the over in this game. one of the new metrics that I love to look at in the NFL is success rate. And it's a pretty easy metric to understand. All it does is determine how often a team runs a play that is considered to be successful. Or on the other side of things, how often a defense allows a play that is considered to be successful. And when you look at these defenses right now, the Dolphins and the Chargers, they're both bottom eight in the league in defensive success rate when you adjust for the strength of schedule that they've played so far. This isn't the same Chargers defense from a year ago, especially without Derwin James at safety. So I think LA is going to score into the 30s here. I think this is a game where Miami could actually put up a couple touchdowns as well. I like the over 43.5 in this game.
And, Rob, I know when we ask you about spreads, a lot of times you'll tell us, well, I have it at, you know, plus 11. You'll tell us, like, your calculations. Is it more difficult to find that number with a team that's struggling like the Dolphins?
It is and it isn't. So why it's more difficult to find the number is because it's the only team in the NFL where I question their motivation going into every game. Normally, I could trust my number in the NFL every single week on every single game because teams are motivated to play, at least in the first half of the year. Second half of the year is a different story. But this Miami team, I don't know. It seems like they're pretty clearly trying to get that number one overall pick this year. They're spending $30 million less on their active roster compared to any other team in the league right now. So there's clearly a tanking motivation there. That's what makes it difficult to do so. If I was just looking strictly at value, I'd say there's value on the Dolphins this week. But because I don't know if they're playing to 100% every week, I just crossed the game off my list.
Rob Bisola is with us, professional sports gambler. All right, so the Hurricanes, they've got a bye this weekend. Here's some college football games with local interest. Do you like any of these? FAU, they're getting 1 point at Charlotte.
Yeah, I make FAU a favorite in this game, around a 2.5-point favorite. So I think they're definitely playable here as a small underdog. And we talked about FAU a couple weeks ago, but they're going to look worse on paper than they actually are because of those first two games of the year where they played Ohio State and UCF. And they got blown out in those games. But the last 2 weeks, they've faced much softer competition. They put up 83 points in those games. The only thing that slightly worries me here is that Charlotte got embarrassed last week by Clemson. They lost by 42 points. They only had like 60 total passing yards in that game. Typically, especially college football, you see a team bring their A game after an embarrassing loss. But I look at this FAU team. I like their offense more than Charlotte's. I like their defense more than Charlotte's. And there's a little hidden angle in this game as well. In the offseason, Lane Kiffin hired Charlotte's defensive coordinator from a year ago. And I always like it when there's someone on the coaching staff that is familiar with the opposing team. So a lot of factors here for me that lead me to liking FAU. I do like them as an underdog this week.
How about UCF? They're a 44-point favorite over Connecticut.
Yeah, you know me. I hate these big numbers. UConn is flat-out terrible. They haven't scored a single – they don't have a single touchdown pass through the first four games of the season. They lost to Indiana 38-3. So this seems like one of those games where UCF can pretty much name their score. But the reality is, I don't know how much they care to name their score. And since it's been two seasons since they've played a regular season game where they've come off a loss, I have little to work with there as well. So, I mean, UCF is way better. I don't know how Connecticut scores a touchdown in this game, to be honest with you. But even with all that being said, I wouldn't be comfortable laying 44 points.
So it's a no play for you.
No play for me, but I don't see how you can take those points right now.
Florida State is a 5-point favorite over NC State.
Yeah, this is a tough handicap for me because James Blackman is still questionable for FSU. I was reading Willie Taggart's quotes from today. He said that Blackman will start if he's able to start, which doesn't really clarify anything. There's not really a lot of information available on this game. My gut feeling is that he's going to play. Because of the line movement in this game. Early this morning, Florida State was a 5-point favorite, as you mentioned, Mark. They're now 6.5-point favorites because some money's coming in on them. That typically means somebody's in the know. I really wouldn't foresee somebody betting this game unless they were pretty confident in the quarterback situation. But for me, I hate betting on these games where there's large elements of uncertainty. I don't know what the quarterback situation's like, so I'm going to pass. My original lean, though, was to FSU.
And what about Crowder's Florida Gators? They're a 35.5-point favorite over something called Towson.
Yeah, Towson. I've actually been on Towson's campus before. They actually have a really good Chick-fil-A on their campus, if anyone is ever out there that way. But it's a great spot. Aside from that, I mean, that's all I know about Towson. I don't know what their football team is like altogether.
Great analysis. I've met teams knowing less than that.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't even remember why I was there. be honest with you. It was a really interesting weekend for me. That's back many years. But aside from that, Florida 5 touchdown favorite. I'm doing math in my head here. Yeah, I can't tell you anything. I don't know anything about Towson as a football program.
You know anything about Towson, Crowder? Did you play them?
No, but they have a great Chick-fil-A on campus.
I feel like you're just parroting the information that we've heard already, which really is how I've made my career. Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. You can follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. He does some periscopes on Sunday mornings that I watch sometimes where he goes over his picks and whatnot. Give us three random bets, Rob, anything you want.
Okay, let's start with the NFL game tonight. So let's do Packers and Eagles. Everyone's talking about, the Packers offense. It's not what it really used to be, and it probably isn't what it really used to be. But let's look at their first three games of the year. They played the Bears, they played the Vikings, and they played the Broncos. Those are three very good defenses with three very good secondaries. Ronald Darby's out for the Eagles tonight, so they have issues in their secondary as well, and that defense is not the same as it was in the past. I'm looking at the total in this game. I'm seeing 46s on the board right now. To me, that's a low number. And yes, I know the Packers have a better defense, but I think this is a coming out party for Aaron Rodgers tonight. Typically, when you have these short weeks, it's very hard for the defenses to game plan for the opposing offense. I think the Packers are going to score a ton of points. I think the Eagles are going to score points as well. I think the Packers, it's funny because people think of them as this big defensive team now all of a sudden. I'm not sold on that just yet. I still think the offense is going to be good. I think the defense is probably a little bit overrated. So I like over 46 in the Packers and Eagles tonight.
And you don't have a lean on the game itself, right? Because we're kind of leaning Packers.
So I'll tell you this. This is what I call a sharp and square split. The public is very much going to be on the Packers tonight. A lot of sharp money has come in on the Eagles. So the number is down to 4, could potentially go down to 3.5. Personally, it's a no play for me, but I'm actually more on the square side. I kind of lean to the Packers a little bit more. The Eagles have injuries. I mean, DeSean Jackson is out, so they lose their deep threat. I mentioned Ronald Darby, but there's just something not right about this Eagles team. I mean, they could turn it on in a second. It's the NFL. You never know. But I lean to the Packers more than the Eagles tonight.
All right. What else you got in your random bets?
Okay, Saturday night, college football, Kansas State and Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State's a 4-point favorite at home. I like the underdog, Kansas State, here. And when I think of Kansas State's offenses from the years past, I think of boring, vanilla offenses that struggle to move the ball. That's not the case this season. There's new coaching staff. They're getting much better quarterback play. This team can move the ball. But what I really love here is the scheduling spot for them, because they had a bye last week, while Oklahoma State had to go on the road, play a tough game at Texas. That game went down to the wire in the fourth quarter. So situationally, I think this is a big edge for KSU this week. I like them getting 4 points. I'd bet them on the money line as well, because I can see them winning this game outright.
All right, your final one?
NFL Sunday. Would it be a true appearance on your show, Mark, if I didn't give out a terrible underdog on an NFL Sunday? This one's not that ugly, but I do like Tennessee on the road. They're getting 4 points against the Atlanta Falcons. I'm not a huge believer in Tennessee by any stretch of the imagination. I know they look great in week 1 against Cleveland. Things have gone downhill since. But one angle I love in the NFL is betting on teams after they put up a stinker in a primetime game. Because everybody watches the primetime games. The Titans stunk against Jacksonville last Thursday. But now they have extra time to prepare for an Atlanta defense that was already shaky before they lost Keanu Neal last week. He tore his Achilles in that game. Grady Jarrett's questionable for them as well this week with a toe injury. I just don't see much of a difference between these two teams. I think there's value with Tennessee, extra rest, probably catching them on the lowest point that they'll be this season. Hopefully the lowest point they'll be this season. So I'll take them getting 4 points on the road against Atlanta.
I am not betting that team again. We had them in that Jacksonville game. I'm sitting there after everything I went through with Ryan Tannehill. I'm sitting on my couch calling for Tannehill to be put in the game. I am staying away from that game. Rob Pizzola, so his picks are, he likes the over in the Packers-Eagles game tonight, over 46. He likes Kansas State Saturday night against Oklahoma State, Kansas State plus the points and the money line. And in the NFL on Sunday, he likes the Titans getting the points at Atlanta. College football, he likes FAU getting a point there at Charlotte. And what did you say, the over in the Dolphins game? Over 43 and a half or 44?
Yeah, I do like the over. And that's actually a pretty big play for me. It's one of my favorite plays of the week.
Not really?
Just because I'm on Miami radio here. That is a significant play for me.
Okay. All right. I'm going to make a little note there. Significant.
3-0 final score in that game. 3-0 Chargers final score.
Guaranteed.
Don't do that.
Guaranteed. What do you think about my theory? I know you said that the lines are going to get ridiculous at some point. I mean, we're just betting two units every week against Miami. Is that like you don't like that strategy?
I would honestly stop at this. I know you're 3-0 right now. It's probably going to balance out over time. That's just the way this works. That's the way that this market works. If you continuously cash those, they're just going to increase the numbers on you over and over to the point where you're just taking horrible numbers. So, I mean, if you feel strongly about it this week, go for it. I never want to tell somebody how to bet, but markets do correct, and they tend to overcorrect. So just be cognizant of that.
All right, 3 units it is. Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler.
I have one more quick for you, Rob, because we were talking about this Packers-Eagles game, and I was saying I like the Packers, but then Hawk hit me with, so that means you're telling me the Packers are going to start 4-0 and the Eagles are going to start 1-3. You think that's going to happen? And it kind of ran me off of my angle. Does that make sense?
It does, actually. So if you typically look at motivating factors in the NFL, this is a game that the Eagles, I don't want to say need to win. They don't need to win this game. They'll only be 1-3. But it is certainly a big factor. They're putting a lot of emphasis on this game. The only thing I would say to that is go look at Green Bay's schedule coming up and go look at the games that they played on the road. This is a team that at 3-0, they should not be comfortable at 3-0 because they have a very, very difficult road schedule coming up and the rest of the way. This is one of those teams. They need 10 wins to get in the playoffs, in my opinion, in the NFC. So I don't think Green Bay is taking this game for granted either. That's what I would say to that.
All right, there you go. Rob Pizzola. Follow him on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola. Thank you for making time for us as always, Rob.
All right, guys, enjoy the games this week.
Sounds good. I'm out in Los Angeles getting ready for Spence and Porter Saturday night on pay-per-view. Crowder's back in the studio with Solana in El Portal.
I am so excited to tell y'all about the National Gridiron League. We're just talking about gambling. Hopefully, we can get some lines on this National Gridiron League coming up. The inaugural season starts next year, March 2020, and minicamp is January 2020. It's an indoor football league. There's 12 teams all around the United States. There's an Eastern Conference, a Western Conference, and the best team in both conferences will play in the Gridiron Bowl in Biloxi, Mississippi next year in August. This league provides an opportunity for players and coaches to show off their skills, show if they can ball, and advance to higher levels of competition. They are finding all the untapped talent in the United States. All the untapped talent around there that slipped through the cracks, and they are having a minor league alternative to the NFL. It will be played after football season, after NFL and NCAA, and give you something to watch, give you some good football to watch. The NGL has signed about 300 players. Division I five-star recruits are on there. Joseph Yearby's actually in the league. They have some ballers. High school graduate with no college experience. Something popped up, but they can still play football. If you are 18 or older, or you know somebody 18 and older that can play ball, you got to go play in the NGL. Upcoming player symposium and player tryouts information is at www.nationalgridiron.com/tryouts. Learn about the league, contract structure, league rules, league and team tryout dates. www.nationalgridiron.com/tryouts. They also have national and regional sponsorship opportunities. NGL will be heavily involved in the community, and they have an emphasis on health, education, and youth sports. To get that going, it's info@nglfootball.com. That's info@nglfootball.com. I always say it. People come to me all the time. They tell me, do I have a hookup with the Dolphins? Hey, my nephew. Oh, you know, my cousin, he can play, man. He got in some trouble, or, you know, he couldn't get the grades coming out of high school, but, you know, he's a good kid. You need to go to nationalgridiron.com/tryouts and show them what you got. You can get in the league, and you never know where it will go from there. I am so excited to be a part of the National Gridiron League.
All right, so I'm in Los Angeles, and Crowder is there in the studio. We have got a loaded potato for the next 2.5 hours or so. George Sedano, who works for ESPN Los Angeles, he just finished taping Around the Horn. He is coming over here. He's going to join us at the broadcast table, so we'll talk with him. We could talk some Miami Heat and some Miami Dolphins. Darren Revelle from the Action Network, He is going to start a new weekly segment with us in the 4 o'clock hour. Darren Revelle in the 4 o'clock hour. Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel as well. Loaded potato for you. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back on Hockman and Crowder. This hour on Hockman and Crowder, brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. This Saturday night, it is champion v. champion when Errol the Truth Spence Jr. takes on Showtime Sean Porter in a world championship unification bout at the Staples Center in Los Angeles, which is where I am right now. So Saturday night, 9 o'clock Eastern, you can order it right now on pay-per-view, or it's also available on the Fox Sports app, and I'm here courtesy of Fox Pay-Per-View, and it is a quite the scene on this radio row, as it always is, usually in Vegas. Last one Crowder and I did was in Dallas. And now here we are, or here I am, out in Los Angeles. And I sent out some Instagram video on the 560 and the 790 Instagram pages. I'll get a little more video as the day goes on as well. So make sure you're following everybody on Instagram. And we've got a loaded potato in the 4 o'clock hour and the 5 o'clock hour, Crowder, so I don't know how we're going to juggle all this, but we'll do it with the typical indecision that we always do it with.
That doesn't give me much confidence.
We'll do it with the typical indecision that comes with being us. And again, George Sedano from ESPN and formerly of both stations here in Miami.
Yep.
He is going to be here momentarily, and he'll hang out with us as well. So we got a lot of stuff planned for you. We went long with Rob Pizzola, and in the 4 o'clock hour, because we've got Omar Kelly coming up, and Sedano's going to be here, and Darren Revelle is going to join us. I want to make sure that we get everything in all right and get everything going. So let me tell you, everybody, about Allied Doors South Florida. You know I love telling you about companies that my family and I use. And I've been having a few issues with my garage doors. And then we also wanted to make sure that they were hurricane code ready. So I called my friends over at Allied Doors South Florida. They've been in business here in South Florida for over 50 years. For a company to be servicing our Tri-County community for that long, you know they really are the experts when it comes to providing new garage doors and unmatched service for your current door. So the reason I get so excited to talk about my experience with them, when they came out, I was certain I was going to have to buy a new garage door system to bring it up to hurricane code. And then I got treated to something that you don't often get treated to when dealing with businesses: honesty. So here I am. I'm ready to spend a lot of money on a brand new system. And Allied Doors South Florida, the guy they sent out tells me, no, great news, your garage is already up to hurricane code. And he showed me why, and he explained why it just needed a little bit of maintenance. And my wife and I were blown away by their honesty and expertise, and it's why I recommend them so highly. We have a LiftMaster in our home. Their LiftMaster Elite Series garage door opener from Allied Doors right now. If you purchase the 8550W unit, which is the quietest motor you'll ever have, you'll receive the battery backup at no charge. This motor offers amazing security, and you can control the garage door opener from anywhere at any time with your smartphone. You want peace of mind, LiftMaster delivers it. Whether you need service on your current garage door, you want to improve the look of your home with a new door, get Allied Doors out to your house right now. They've been working with LiftMaster products for decades, so they really are the experts. For the latest LiftMaster products, call Allied Doors 954-942-8550. That's 954-942-8550, or check out their website at allied-doors.com. Quick break here from L.A. We'll come back. George Sedano from ESPN Los Angeles hopefully will be here with us at our broadcast table next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.